Los Angeles mayor's order aims to boost local film and TV production. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass issued an executive directive on May 20th to support local film and television production and boost jobs in the industry. The mayor's order aims to lower costs and streamline city processes for filming on location and increase access to iconic city locations, including the Central Library, the Port of Los Angeles, and the Griffith Observatory. The city is taking bold action to support our legacy industry, Bass said. Keeping entertainment production in LA means keeping good-paying jobs in LA, and that's what we are fighting for. California's film and television industry has experienced a slowdown amid declining production spending, global competition, incentives offered by other states and regions, emerging artificial intelligence technology, job losses to locations with lower labor costs, and the writers and actors strikes in 2023. The mayor's call for less regulation includes requiring city departments to make iconic locations more accessible and affordable for filming by creating guidelines for on-site filming, cutting review timelines, and lowering certain city fees. The city is also directed to lower costs and coordination time by reducing the number of staff assigned to monitor filming on set to one total staff member, as city law allows. Current practices often require numerous staff to be on site. The city will also institute a proactive, film-friendly approach to communication between city departments and production, according to the mayor's office. The mayor has also established an entertainment industry council that brings together industry leaders to keep productions from leaving. Bass issued another directive last year to support the industry, including establishing monthly task force meetings with key departments and stakeholders. Film LA, a partner film office for the city and county of Los Angeles and other local jurisdictions, painted a grim picture of the industry's decline in an update on regional filming activity last month. A global decline in production and intensifying competition for film projects and jobs have contributed to a 22.4% decline in on-location production in the greater Los Angeles area from January through March 2025. Television production also fell by 30.5% during that time, and feature film production dropped nearly 29%, Film LA reported. Each drop reflected the impact of global production cutbacks and California's ongoing loss of work to rival territories, Film LA stated. The wildfires that devastated Pacific Palisades and Altadena in January only had a slight effect on Los Angeles area filming, according to the study. The fires sent many productions scrambling to reschedule shoots and displaced hundreds of industry workers from their homes. But their impact on local filming levels appears to have been temporary, said Film LA Vice President Philip Sokolowski. The California Production Coalition estimates the average location shoot adds $670,000 a day and 1,500 jobs to the local economy. 2025 is a pivotal year to save Hollywood and rebuild entertainment production, the coalition wrote in a March update. Even before the devastating LA fires, California suffered from record-high runaway productions for film, television, and streaming content. Productions are fleeing to lower-cost jurisdictions with better incentives, and they are taking middle-class union jobs with them, the coalition reported. On May 20th, Bass also called on the state legislature to pass Governor Gavin Newsom's proposal to boost funding for the state's film and tax credit. In October, Newsom proposed a plan to expand the tax credit program to $750 million, more than double the current $330 million annual allocation. California is the entertainment capital of the world, rooted in decades of creativity, innovation, and unparalleled talent, Newsom said last year. Expanding this program will help keep production here at home, generate thousands of good-paying jobs, and strengthen the vital link between our communities and the state's iconic film and TV industry. President Donald Trump also announced on May 4th that he authorized his administration to impose a 100% tariff on movies produced outside the United States as a way to protect the U.S. industry. A 2022 study by the Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation showed the state's film and television tax credit program generated nearly $22 billion in economic output and supported more than 110,000 jobs from 2015 to 2020. The increase in economic activity returned an estimated $962 million in tax revenue to the state and local governments, according to the study.